Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, Jerry is here with an update. What's going on, Jerry?
Brought to you by the Ray Catino Auto Group. Schedule an appointment today to Ray Catino Service Center for first-class service at affordable prices. We'll start with the Yankees last night because they wrapped up this two-game set with the Red Sox, and for much of this game, they didn't have a whole lot going on. But then Brett Gardner came up with the bases loaded.
And the right-hander deals.
Swung on, driven to deep right. It is high, it is far, it is gone. It's a grand slam. Let the Gardy party begin. Brett Gardner plants one in the right field seats. It is a grand salami. And the Yankees, down 3-1, now take a 5-3 lead.
That is a jacked up John Sterling with the call on the fan, but the Red Sox had a chance. You go to the top of the eighth, right after the Gardner grand slam, the Red Sox would load the bases on Adam Ottavino, and he had a work out of it.
And the pitch swung on, a fly ball to right. Judge is there, in front of the track. He makes the catch. Inning over, Ottavino escapes. And so do the Yanks.
Yeah, he got Nooney right there. Again, John on the fan. And so after that, you would get Aroldis Chapman to close it out in the eighth inning, and the Yankees wind up beating the Red Sox 5-3, sending Boston to 6-13 on the season. Yankees getting within a game of 500 now at 8-9. Here was Brett Gardner. Nice to sweep, no doubt, the Sun, yes?
Well, it's just a couple games, obviously, but it's important to play well against these guys.
Aaron Boone's is great timing for Gardner.
Ooh, that was big. That was big.
Had to have it for sure. Jay Happ started this game for the Yankees, 6 1/3, and no decision. He allowed 3 runs and 7 hits, 4 strikeouts, gave up a couple of home runs. Here was Boone on Happ, solid despite the 2 long balls.
He kept his blinders on and just kept making pitches, and really proud of the effort he made for us tonight.
Happ himself says even down 3-1, the team remained confident.
A couple guys came up and said, we're going to end up winning this game, keep us here, you know, in the early innings, and sure enough, our bullpen held.
Tommy Canley got the win, got 2 outs in the 7th for the victory. Along the way, Clint Frazier, an RBI double in the 4th, proving he belongs.
Obviously, I want to stay here, and I think that I deserve to be here. I mean, the numbers, I think, are speaking for themselves.
He has done it well.
That sounds like a problem waiting to happen, doesn't it? He's not going anywhere.
He's not coming back anytime soon,
and neither is Stanton. I don't think.
They'll find a way.
The Stanton one's interesting because he didn't even want to go on the injured list.
Right.
And you would have thought he would have been back sooner rather than later, but perhaps not. Also of note here, Ryan Brazier gives up the grand slam, but it was Brandon Workman that walked a couple of guys, gave up a hit. He wound up taking the loss, charge with 3 runs and 1/3 of an inning. Tonight, the Yankees open up a 4-game series with the Royals. Domingo Germán facing Homer Bailey on the fan at 5:55. Then you had the Phillies and the Mets. And so the Mets are down 3-0 in this game. They get a home run from Michael Conforto. They're down 3-1. In the 9th inning, they let Jake Arrieta start the inning. He does not get the first guy out. I think he got hit with the liner, and it turned out to be an infield single. They take him out at that point. Mets wind up with a couple of guys on and have a chance here with Amed Rosario up.
Swinging a little chopper, slowly hit left side of the mound. That looks like an infield hit. Franco, the third baseman, fields it, does not make a throw. It's an infield hit for Rosario. Alonso scores from third. Cano goes to second, and it is now a 3-2 Phillies lead.
And so the Mets had something cooking. Howie Rose, WCBS 880.
Hi, I'm Howie Rose.
Wilson Ramos then gets hit on the first pitch right above the elbow. It loads the bases, and I think even Keith said, boy, you really wanted him to hit here. You don't want the bases loaded with him out. Now, not batting, and so instead you got Keon Broxton facing Hector Neris. And he worked the count full, but unfortunately for Broxton, not nothing.
He peers into Real Muto, brings the hands together. The runners go. Here's the payoff pitch. Swung on and missed strike three, and the ball game is over.
And put it in the books. Yeah.
Man, that ball was right over the plate.
Do you think he throws that same pitch to Ramos in the same situation?
No way. I do not.
Right, exactly.
I think he throws that slider hook curveball that he was throwing.
Right, which he threw on 2-2.
They held.
Right. And then he just, I think that Nerys in that situation said, all right, this is Keon Broxton. This is what, bases loaded, full count. This guy's a borderline major leaguer, and I'm just going to throw him a fastball, and if he beats me, then fine. And, of course, he didn't beat him. Nope.
And so the Phillies take two out of three after dropping the opener. Here's Mickey Callaway. Give a lot of credit to the Phillies.
They're a good team. They're a good team.
Home runs from Sean Kingery and Cesar Hernandez. Here was Callaway. With Ramos getting hit, the Mets were pretty much out of position players at this point. He says he was, at least catchers, he says he was staying in the game because he would pinch hit for Travis d'Arnaud.
He was going to have to. Unless we wanted squirrel catching.
A squirrel?
That's right, nickname.
I was not, now, I know about Alonzo.
Right.
I was not aware, the polar bear. I was not aware that
squirrel
was squirrel.
A squirrel. Huh?
That's a bad nickname. Someone is like squirrel, because I feel like squirrely is not a thing you want to be called.
I had a buddy that was a friend in Cincinnati. His name was Squirrel.
Was he hiding nuts around the place or
something?
Like, what is,
I don't
how
know
do you
why
get the nickname squirrel?
I was introduced to him as Squirrel.
Crazy?
Squirrel.
Yeah, a squirrel runs around like a lunatic.
All right. I don't know. I would not like it. Buffalo, I like. There's something stately and large and intimidating about buffalo. Polar bear, same thing. Squirrel, no way.
Squirrel, though, could be intimidatingly crazy.
What about, like, if someone at FAN was squirrel, I'd say JJ.
Oh, yes.
He seems like a squirrel.
Yeah, he's definitely a squirrel.
Doesn't stop moving.
Thin, moving around a lot.
Ferret.
What would you call Evan?
The red fox.
He's not cunning enough to be foxworthy. You know, I think that it's got to be something else.
I see Joe, I think raccoon.
What?
Yeah.
Raccoon.
I think
no
raccoon,
way.
Yes, definitely.
Nocturnal going through garbage? Absolutely not.
He's always got big bags under his eyes. You know, it's like he's wearing a mask.
No way, man.
You could say the same thing about Summers, too, I guess, right?
Yeah, Summers is like roadkill.
That's terrible.
The crypt keeper.
Yeah.
How would you describe Mike? Big Mike.
Roadkill. Come on.
I always think like
ogre.
Lord, like, but you're talking just animal.
Well, I don't know. I think ogre.
Yeah, I always think a large Indian chief. Like that's what I think of. Like he's the man you go to in the teepee for the knowledge of something. You know.
Like, don't they call him Sitting Bull?
Yeah. Like that's what I would. You know, like walk in there and like, you know, get the advice. You know, it's like, what's going on? You know, we haven't found any buffalo lately. Like, what can you say? You know,
right?
You just keep going out there, man. Just keep trying. Okay, you'll get there. The buffalo will come. You'll be all right. Just sharpen your arrows and you'll be there. Okay, all right. You'll get it done. Don't worry about it. Get out next. You know, like I'm having trouble building this longhouse. All right, just you know, stick to it. Get some materials from Pocahontas, and you'll be okay. You know, but I don't know. If it's an animal. I don't know. I can't think of an animal. Joe Beningo is not a raccoon. No way. I think Evan's sort of like a house cat. Like he's like your like domestic house cat. Uses the litter box.
Right.
You know, doesn't really. He's sort of just there.
Right.
You know, sometimes gets annoying.
When you think
sheds.
Of Evan, you think of someone using a litter box.
Yeah, I do. Yeah. Well, the way that he uses the bathroom here, that's what I think about.
Yeah, he comes in here and takes
wash
his
up.
Bathroom shower and wash up. Yeah.
Here's Zach Wheeler. How'd you do? You did allowed 3 runs over 7, the 2 home runs. He didn't think badly.
I did well. You know, I definitely need to cut down on the walks. You know, those have been killing me so far this year. So
yeah, he walked 3 again yesterday. The Mets are off tonight, and I'm not happy because my Friday night's ruined.
Oh, because of Vargas. I know.
Vargas is starting tomorrow night in St. Louis. Jacob DeGrom, strep throat, so they push him back to Saturday.
Strep throat sucks, man. He's only going to miss one day because of that?
Supposedly, he's starting Saturday.
Well, they'll put him on some Cipro and call it a day.
Especially when you're older and you get it, it's a bad thing, man. You don't eat. It knocks you out.
He's kind of glad he doesn't have the measles.
Yeah, right.
Very good point.
That's next.
Elsewhere in baseball of note, you had the A's beat the Astros 2-1, snapping Houston's 10-game winning streak. The Diamondbacks beat the Braves in 10-3-2. Adam Jones draws a bases-loaded walk for the go-ahead run. Also interesting, the Rays won again. They're 14-4. They beat the Orioles 8-1, and the Indians shut out the Mariners 1-0. Jake Bowers, a home run. Seattle had their 20-game home run streak end. The Dodgers, meantime, beat the Reds. A.J. Pollock, a three-run homer, as L.A. ties a major league record, a home run in 32 straight home games. Alex Rodriguez hit a home run or two in his day. He sat down with Jimmy Fallon, not about home runs or baseball, but about his proposal to Jennifer Lopez. And while he was doing that, Fallon noticed something in the picture he was showing.
Can we zoom in there? Can we zoom in? Are you wearing your ring, the World Series ring? Wow. I will say that's almost as big as the one you gave Jennifer.
Now, have you ever gone around with your AFC championship ring
no,
or your MVP
not.
Ring?
No.
You've
no.
never worn it in public?
Yeah. No.
Never once at a big event?
No, never.
So
ever.
It just sits in the case.
Well, it's not a championship. It's an AFC championship ring, but it's not a Super Bowl ring.
Championship ring of sorts.
I mean, you know, I'm just trying to think. Phil Simms doesn't wear his. Well, he kind of does sometimes. You know, guys like to do that. They like to stuff it in your face. Like, look at this. All right, well, whatever. Get over yourself.
A-Rod was on the Yankee broadcast, and he asked the truck to zoom in to show his ring.
Is that true?
Yeah, so it's like this Jimmy Fallon thing. Probably not Fallon's idea. It was probably A-Rod's idea.
That'd be like, you know, Derek Jeter saying, hey, focus in on these rings.
You know who loves to wear his rings? That's Sean Landetta.
Oh, yeah. That's
oh,
right.
Yeah, yeah. He loves that stuff, too.
He loves to take, you want to take a photo with my ring? Perfect.
Sure. Rings, I think, with
yes,
him.
Yes, rings.
Right? Yeah, like he has people put them on. Hey, go ahead, put them on. Go ahead.
I told you, I did have a teammate in Cincinnati who did wear the AFC Championship ring out to bars, and he used to say he would do that because you'd sit there with him, you'd have a couple of beers. He goes, okay, watch this. He'd put his arm like on the railing of something or the bar like this, put it out there, and then it'd be like as a lure. And then all of a sudden he goes, ooh, I got a bite. And of course, there was some very nice looking lady that wanted to, you know, gal wanted to see the ring.
That man, Chris Collinsworth.
Close.
Just quickly, the Thanksgiving Day tripleheader will be Bears, Lions, Cowboys, Bills, Falcons, and Saints. Rockets beat the Jazz 118-98. Bucks over the Pistons 120-99. The Pacers made a mess of the final minute of their game in Boston and lost 99-91. So Boston, Milwaukee, Houston up 2-0. Nets Sixers tonight. WCBS 880 has it at 7:45. Spurs and Nuggets as well. Clippers home for the Warriors. Next hour, I'll give you the game-winning call from the Avalanche beating the Flames in overtime 3-2. Mikko Rantanen ties it and wins it in the overtime. Then Stars beat the Predators 5-1. Bruins over the Maple Leafs 6-4. Caps, Hurricanes tonight. You got the Blues in Winnipeg and the Sharks taking on the Golden Knights.
You know, if the Avs beat the Flames, that's another 8-1 takedown.
Right. Both conferences. Pretty amazing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.